That's 9-year-old Brooklyn Konecki, who still remembers the day last December that her school, Northeast Elementary Magnet School in Danville, won a national award.
It makes me very proud of our school.
We feel better because we're at a healthy school, so then we feel good about ourselves.
Like, some other schools will look up to us and think, man, they're really fit and small, so we should do that.
That was Noah Heil and Adam Long. Both are 10-year-olds at Northeast Elementary. Their school won the Alliance for a Healthier Generation's gold medal in 2010. The Alliance is a national nonprofit organization focused solely on reducing the prevalence of childhood obesity across the United States. Northeast Elementary is the first elementary school in the country to win the gold medal. Alliance CEO Jenny Ehrlich explains why.
You really feel a palpable difference when you walk into that school. You know they care about health and wellness. You know that they believe that good health and learning go hand in hand.
All right, so repeat after me. Basketball shooting.
Basketball shooting.
Goes to basketball dribbling.
Goes to basketball dribbling.
Basketball dribbling goes to yarn balls.
The work at Northeast Elementary began 4 years ago when the staff decided to commit to a school environment of health and wellness and involve parents, students, and staff in the initiative.
Watch a stopwatch, and every 3 minutes I will move you, okay? That's your cue to move.
Physical education teacher Becky Burgoyne explains one reason the approach at Northeast works.
As a former classroom teacher, I know how important it is to have those students get the exercise, blow off the steam, get some fresh air when it's possible, and then they come back, they're ready to learn again.
In addition to the exercise the students receive as part of their gym class, teachers integrate health and wellness into their subjects. Speech therapist Kate Cox explains her thinking process.
Where can I add movement in to goals I'm already working on? Instead of sitting around a table and getting out a bunch of cards, can I get them up and moving?
Cox uses word scavenger hunts, and Simon Says, to help students work on following directions.
Which is huge, because if you're not focusing, you're not getting the directions anyway.
Fifth grade teacher Lisa Unziker assigned a social studies research project on the topic of food deserts.
So we've been studying on this, and I have some students who want to share with you exactly what a food desert is. And my first one is, what is a food desert?
What is a food desert? A food desert is a community which residents must travel at least a mile to buy fresh meat, dairy products, fruits, and vegetables. It is where at least 20% of people live below the poverty line, and at least 33% live a mile or more from the nearest supermarket.
Eating healthy foods is a high priority at Northeast Elementary. More than half the 274 students enrolled at the school receive free lunches. Deborah Berlin, kitchen manager, shares the day's menu.
Breaded chicken nuggets, baked beans, salad, cinnamon applesauce, and then we have our juice and milk. Oh, it's all reduced fat. The chicken nuggets are reduced fat. We don't fry anything. It's all baked.
Principal Cheryl McIntyre says that their fruits and vegetables program is a big hit with students and parents.
Our fresh fruits and vegetable program that we've been able to have here has been such a key to our kids and our families. And overwhelmingly, our parents talk about how much that means to the kids.
The hard work that goes into sustaining and expanding the health and wellness focus continues even after winning the gold. Known as the Healthy School, there is already a waiting list for next year's admission. I'm Lisa Braddock for Illinois Public Media.